Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Where'd the music go?
It's, All right. Hell, it's a different intro. So if I know we're going to go late, I pop that intro in because it cuts out all the instrumental after, and it just leads right into the bit.
Oh.
So it flows into one channel.
Oh.
That way I don't have to switch back and forth to...
You're like a DJ.
So what's that?
So what did play? Was it Pantera at all?
Yeah, it's still the intro, but it cuts it off.
Oh.
Right when you go, yatter.
Oh, okay.
That's where it goes into the bit.
Ah.
That intro is called Running Late.
Oh, okay. That's a good name for it. If you ever forget, like, naming it with numbers and crap like that, stupid. So you just put it in there. Which is what I love doing. That's one thing I love about the show. By the way, it is Monday. Damn it to hell. Don't it feel like one? Monday, June the 8th, 2026. Correct me on that if I'm wrong. let me plug this damn computer
whole system in. Got screwed with over the weekend.
Well, you had told me that by email, and I was like, all right. Yeah.
For another reason.
I love when it's done on the weekend, so it'll start the week off right.
Do we lose anything?
We've lost all of our previous shows.
We lost all the Ozzy.
No more Ozzy. We've lost it all.
Oh, yeah. No.
What?
I think the AI Ozzy came in and stole all the music to make more AI Ozzy.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
So this junk is color-coded.
Yes.
Everything was stripped. No colors or anything.
You know, and I can I now say after all these years, I hate the color scheme of it. It's yellow, green, and blue. Like, yeah, that's ugly.
They don't give you many options.
No offense to those that are of that origin, but...
And the categories are all stripped around. Like, why? There was no reason to do this at all.
Yeah.
Well, somebody at corporate got bored.
I was going to say, you these days you have to prove your worth. It's like, what'd you do last week? I changed the colors on... the screens nationally.
That person's just going to set themselves up for the next go around of, you know, cuts.
Yeah. Oh, there's no more of that.
I hope not. ESPN's about to do a bunch of them. But,
Well, you know what's crazy about that is I actually watched some.
You got to pay Stephen A. Smith. You got to cut all these people.
Well, okay. Besides him, like, They don't really have any shining stars like they used to. Like, they don't have the personalities. They're all carbon copies of each other, if I may say that.
I couldn't even tell you who's on SportsCenter.
That's right.
That's pretty
And
bad.
That used to be the show where you'd make your name.
Stephen A. Smith, a.k.a. Old Kobe.
Now you pay him a ton of money to yell at athletes.
That's his shtick.
No, it's just bland. There's no personality.
Kids, if you're in school and they tell you, always be nice to everyone, say hogwash. Because in the future, I will find out if I'm mean and stern with people, Baba Booey, that people will seem to pay me more money and appreciate me more.
Is that the squeaky wheel syndrome? Because I think that's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll call out, like, you know, try to step to athletes. Like, what the hell are you going to do to these guys?
I know.
He's like, you don't want to make an enemy of me. Okay.
But
you're
going to
say I suck on TV?
It's like, well, you know, Berman and Dan Patrick... And freaking Stuart Scott, God rest his soul. I met him at the Hootie tournament. And I say met, it wasn't like a, hey, shake my hand, take a picture. We sat there and talked for a while.
That's cool.
Yeah. Freaking cancer.
Hung out.
I know.
I saw an autographed card from him recently.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember what it was, but that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's real.
Yeah, they don't, rightfully so. They push the, you know, but like even locally,
even Oberman made a name first on SportsCenter.
Who did I say? Oh, Keith Oberman. Yes, yes. God, did I tell you I sold him something on eBay one time?
No. Was he a dick about it the whole time?
No. He bought a Sandy Koufax Fleer Greats of the Game autograph card from me. It was like $400 or $500 and maybe even higher now. This was
Dang.
8-10 years ago, swear to God.
Surprised he bought it from you, knowing your political affiliation.
What? He didn't know who I was.
He looked you up.
And that was the address. And I was like, I said, is this the? And he's like, yes, sir.
And okay.
No, I looked the address. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere was, in Manhattan,
I imagine. It was a brownstone of sorts.
Very nice.
Yeah. Do you care if I swing by?
It looked like it was near the Epstein apartment.
Oh, Lord.
Am I on a list now?
You don't want to live near that.
Because what if I bought...
Are you in the files?
I sold something.
I just went over to bring him something.
It had a man on it.
Dude, I can look real quick, see if you're in the files, if you want me to.
I've already checked.
That would be horrible.
I ran every, like, most people I know through it. Yeah, I did. It was one of those weekends, you know, not this past, but like in the past. I was like, let me look up and see.
Run them through the files.
I had to look up, see how, well, I can't use that joke anymore. pause, come back. Yeah. So the war's over. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Just kidding. Just conflict. Conflict. Pardon. It
takes years. The war ahead, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on who you listen to.
Well, I listen to Keith Olbermann for all my...
That's what it was.
That's where you're going right.
All my conflict information. We met by selling a card.
If you listen to Gallagher, we're the only country in the world that exists. So.
Well.
Nobody else is here.
You know. You know what? Interesting also, I was thinking of that. Something similar over the weekend. And I was like, you know... I'm just stating a fact that you know, luckily we've you know, like when we went to Desert Storm, Shield, all that, like,
yep.
Britain was there waiting on us, and like they literally, I mean, they're closer, so they should have been, but and they knew how to get there faster than we did, sure, but they knew how to get there and take all their oil and then run back. But, like,
what are you,
you know, and I'm not saying this conflict, rightfully so, any of that, but I'm saying, like, if we ever had a situation at home where we're, like, up on the pedestal looking around the world, like, hey, where y'all at? I don't know. They're going to be there.
By God, I know the first country that should be because they owe us at this point, but I'm not going to say who they are.
I know who you're talking about.
Like, hey, might be time
but
to do
like, think about no matter where your jurisdiction lies, meaning your political alliance or what have you, like, do you think that, and I'm knocking on wood, that if something happened, who's going to come save us?
I don't know, man.
Hopefully Britain.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
They already want to build our submarines in Korea.
They're disbanding their own government day by day, so it seems.
So?
Ah, wrong.
It's not Canada anymore.
Canada, yeah.
Build our submarines in Korea, and you think they won't tank the steel on purpose? Put a bunch of holes in it? As soon as we put it in the water, our boys are drowning?
You know, that's a interesting... Well, there's already, I mean, they're already dancing around saying sleeper cells and stuff, especially with those dudes popping up out of the manholes, like it happened a couple more times. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, maybe we do want people chipped. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, hey, what's going on under the house? Hey, there's an immigrant underneath the house.
Hey, why are you
I looked
in the
on
sewer?
My iPhone. There's an immigrant sneaking under the house.
What?
Like, I mean, like. I'm kidding, of course, about the chip.
It's just bizarre.
It is very bizarre.
Why are you walking around in doo-doo under New York City?
What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, hell, you've seen, God bless it, Red was here. Damn.
Oh, dang it.
Paige, come on, help us. Red was here.
Red Rum.
No, not that one.
Not that one.
That was Shining. One, Red was here. They broke out of prison.
Clifford.
They snuck through... It's not through doo-doo. Swam through it.
Snuck through doo-doo.
You know. Like if you were in like...
Shawshank?
Shawshank
Redemption. Hey, yes. There you go.
What'd you Google? Red was here?
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
But it sounds so familiar because that's one of my favorite movies.
Dude, it's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
One of those like, go back and watch with your pussy.
Well, of course. It's just like, oh my God. Hey, to go through all that.
Well, don't give it away now.
I'm not going to.
Don't give it away now.
I'm not going to.
Give it away.
What you want?
Oh, my God.
What'd you Google?
I had to check something real quick.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are pissed because of tonight, because of the ball game. Well, tickets were already ridiculous, but when they announced Trump was going to be there, tickets more than doubled just to get in. There's no, they canceled the watch party they were going to have outside, and they're telling people if you're going to the game, no bags at all, and you have to get there 2 hours before tip.
I'd sell my tickets.
Just to get searched.
This is like finding out, like, you're
waiting in a
your rich aunt. I don't have one. I mean, they're fine. I'm just, you know, they're okay. But I'm saying, like, you know, some kind of well-to-do family member that they're going to come to the Christmas Eve dinner this year that normally started at like 5, but it's going to start at 8 because they have a flight coming in from Colorado.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you have to wait all day long just to get in.
It's like, we just got to wait on them because they had to go to a book signing.
Secret Cervix is going to say, here's what's weird. The celebrities don't sit in boxes in Madison Square Garden. I don't even know if they have them. So where's Trump going to sit?
So here's the thing. I'm already kind of, I don't think, I mean, I don't have social anxiety. I do feel like I'm like ex-military when I walk into like a room. Or where there's like a lot, because I'm like looking, okay, where are the exits?
Yeah.
Don't keep my back to the door. Like, it really, yeah. Just.
Who's packing? And who's got a gun?
And if I'm going to an event where it's already, you know, already going to be packed and all this crap, and then Trump, man, I don't know. I want to be there. Like, no, like I like him, but I'm just saying, like.
See, when they asked him, he said, I guess I'm going to the game. I'm like, okay. Like, he sounds like you don't really want to go. So why make him go? Did somebody say to him, hey, you should go to the game?
Yeah. Sounds good. Where are we going to sit? We'll sit on the floor. We'll sit beside the bald black guy that coaches the team. I forgot his name. Oh, I think his last name is Brown.
Wow. You're so good.
God bless. What's the? I'm sitting here trying to make a joke, and I can't think of the guy's friend. The Ambassador of Conflict. What's his name?
That's you're talking about Pete?
Yeah, Hedgepeth. Say it.
Hedgepeth. Well, I just see Colin Jost doing it now.
In my mind, that's what I see, too.
What's
I see,
up, Chodes?
He's now dropped the suit. He's wearing, like, semi-military fatigue. Have you seen that? Like, people are cracking on him for being, like, this war guy who is drinking liquid death, and he's dressed like, you know, $1 million, and now he's wearing, like, I bet it's Yeezy. It looks like a jacket that Kanye would wear. Some kind of like almost military fatigue, but not all the way.
When he gave his degree back, I wonder if he printed one out and then, you know, because he put return to sender on it. Like, it wasn't his real one, right?
It's
what was it, an honorary something?
His real one.
Yeah, he went to Harvard. And he sent his degree back during that whole thing was going on.
When they did their stuff with other conflicts.
About freezing the funding and whatnot.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like, come on, man. That ain't yours.
You know, they do use the example of walking into a room and forgetting why you went into the room. I just opened up Google, and I'm sitting here. Oh, it was Hedgepeth. Hedgepeth. God dang it.
That boy say it.
Hedgepeth.
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 Yeah, that dude.
Kupchak. Mitch Kupchak.
Oh, God. Thank God he's gone.
Yeah,
out of town. Not he's still with
right,
us.
Right, he's horrible alive. GM. He's just not good at sports business.
Oh no,
yeah.
Plus his last name's not real. I mean, Kupchak. Okay, my name's Timmy Thumpnuts.
No, my name is Howard. Get off my Johnson.
Should have had that one. The Ho Gojo.
Oh, speaking of that, we're going to do some email later, boys. Some people have fun with the names now, don't they? They go nuts with the names. Like, I almost want to, like, I think I will. Give me Miss Stack. Oh, there's one of these. Some of these, I don't even know anymore if they're actually even real names or if it's just, you know, people doing, like, Facebook fussing names.
People trying to mess with us. Trying to throw some in there.
People like, hey. And Bitch and the Bull. Like, am I missing something on that? Is that a reference to a song or something?
Is that somebody's bar? Like,
what? The Bitch and the Bull. The Bitch and the bull.
Like, is that what you call a heifer?
It's probably a new cow? Odyssey podcast.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, John, listen to the bitch and the bull. We're going to talk about working out.
Actually, we're going to talk about Los Angeles Sparks. We're
going to talk about
my friend Leslie Jones. She's going to come on and join us.
We're going to talk about working out, wearing chokers, roast beef, chokers. Everything.
They're going to have like an actual bull mascot that's going to be in there. Every time one of them says something like off the chains, the smoke comes out of the bull.
This would be like Benny Parsons' project.
Yeah.
They'll play the song too.
Yeah, Lord. Oh. So much all at once. And then you're just like, ah, wah.
I don't know if this is going to come up later, but...
If I was president, though, I would take full freaking advantage of going to cool events.
Oh, yeah.
I would. I'd be at the...
beach volleyball final or something like that.
Well, sure.
World Chess Championship.
Oh.
Hedonism.
Where's Robbie Supreme or whatever it was? Hedonism. No, but you know, like the freaking. Well, he's going to be at FIFA because he won their Peace Prize.
Oh yeah, the final of the World Cup is going to be at MetLife.
How random is that?
That they made a Peace Prize to give to him, and he took it.
We're going to go to hedonism, and then we go to footy. We love footy.
Yeah,
we love naked people in soccer.
But like, yeah, hell yeah,
we love goobers.
Especially, he's got an open door to go to like anything goobers. UFC related. So,
well, now they're trying to put a kibosh on that. What, it's this weekend, right?
Somebody's
trying to sue to stop it. I can't remember who.
Probably, I was going to say WWE, but no. That's brother and sister now. God. It's probably PWF.
Suing
right?
to stop.
What's the one that's bare knuckle?
Bald knuckle?
Ball knuckle. Bulk knuckle.
BKFC? That's,
yeah, that's it.
I said the lawsuit alleges that the event violates National Park Service regulations.
What? God.
So one of these.
Get those libtees off the internet.
It was fouled Saturday. Now, why is court open on Saturday?
Yeah, that's a freaking good point. And also, why are they trying to mess up the 250 anniversary?
It was filed by the Public Integrity Project, a watchdog group. Whoever that is.
Probably people that work from home. They have time to go. During COVID, they got all swept up in activism, probably. You know, not the great video game platform that was Activision. But activism, they're like, oh, what can I do with all this extra time? Sorry, Paige, I'm doing an impression of you. What can I do with all this extra time on my hands? I can support another country and not give a crap about my own.
So if you just file, right, doesn't that give you some kind of they have to temporarily stop it? I don't know how that works.
Well, luckily, yes.
I can't
luckily,
call Rob.com right now. He's asleep.
He's asleep. I doubt it.
He's probably not. He's up working out and drinking coffee.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that he could be a vampire. You ever think about that? Like, who in your life could be a vampire? It could be Rob, yes. Because I've never seen the man sleep or asleep.
Could be cranking really? The snake for all I know.
Even when I stayed in his own home.
Wow.
I didn't stay in the guest bungalow. He gave me his own bed.
Did he have a basement? He goes to the basement.
He calls it a dungeon. I don't know.
Suspicious.
It looks like a courtroom. That's where he practices.
It's a courtroom, but there's chains on the walls.
Wow.
He plays all the parts.
Yeah. Oh, not like physical chains. Posters of Chains, the wrestler from the Attitude Era.
Two chains, two-year player partner.
He's in there as well. It's a rapper go to the league. What are you going to do, you know? So, yeah. But I've often thought about that when I slept in Rob's bed, Rob Bonaria's bed. What a great thing to say as a man.
Yeah, he's going to love that.
That I was like, man, was there a camera on me? You know? Do you have a camera on your own bed at home?
You got to ask, like, did I just get bubbled?
Do you?
Did you bubble me?
I always thought it was weird that people had them in their living rooms and stuff. But, like, when people trip and fall or there's, like, ghosts and stuff, I'm glad they do now.
I watch my pets.
Look, we never would have saw Hulk Hogan naked if there wasn't a camera in the room. So.
That's true.
And I know who to blame when I get home.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
For the cat?
For the cat.
Who knocked that
just
over?
Just got cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Put a camera in the room here, kid.
Like, we should have realized it then. Everybody was videoing everything. Like, even if we were so shocked that freaking Airbnb people were videoing, like, come on, if you had one, especially if it was in like a beat city, you know it would have crossed your mind. You know it.
You got a whole sorority trying to rent out your house. Or frat.
Or yes, if you're into that, that's fine.
Yeah, let's get the filming, boys. Yeah.
All right, let's stay on time since we were on time, in a sense. And we'll come back. We'll talk about the weekend. We'll talk about what is coming up on today's program. I don't like program. That's a bad word. Don't accept it.
Well, that's a good one. It's like what old people say. Like, I gotta watch programs.
Yeah, but that's when they were getting their eyes closed to life.
You want to micromanage it and say SAG?
They were being programmed. Programming. They would call it programming. Yeah. Mark Hendricks is head of programming.
He is.
He's a manager of operations, I thought.
Oh, he's a mop. I forgot about that. Oh, my God.
I don't know what he is now.
Does he have that on his business card, like Mark Hendricks, comma, M-O-P?
I'm going to have to walk down there and see if I can check it out.
Yeah, it's not worth it. All right, we'll take a break and come back.
See you in my office.
Happy Monday.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Oh. This is Fiona Apple.
Yep. She's trying to horn you up real good.
Boy, that was a...
This early.
That was the video where it was just like her in like a crack house with a bunch of like half-naked people laying around.
Yeah, it's being all weird. Like, I was young when I saw this. I'm like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah. Like, it seemed like she was like, it was like a plea for help.
Yeah. I didn't listen to the words. I'm like,
I tell you
weird.
What she did do, though. And this is a good song, but... I wouldn't say one of my favorite movies, but a movie I've rewatched a bunch of times is
Roots. Which takes a while.
Superman.
I mean,
The Color Purple.
No.
Let's make a day out of it.
No, it's Pleasantville.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And she does a version of that Beatles song in it. I don't want
to. Eleanor Rigby.
Nope. I'm going to look it up.
Hey, Jude.
Stop you.
Maybe she did Wings and it was Live or Let Die.
No.
Or And. Whichever. Truth or
Dear
Consequences.
Prudence.
And she only did like a handful of, at least I'm familiar with.
That was a good movie.
Across the Universe.
Oh, okay.
She did a version of that that is like, it might eventually go on the funeral playlist. It's
Look,
so good.
It's already too big. By the time the sucker ends, you'll have like two funerals.
Oh my
That's
God.
True.
Some bitch.
It will be
some.
Like 35 more years of music, too. So,
Plus, you said you wanted to have it at the new soccer stadium in Malden.
No. It got moved. No. Did that finally open?
Yeah, oh yeah.
No.
Parts of it.
Spartanburgers bought the rights for my funeral.
They did. Wow. Have it at Fifth Third Park. It's a nice place.
Me and Travis, he got the official hobby shop of the Spartanburgers, and I got first funeral dibs.
Can we cut up your funeral suit, send it to Tops, and have some inserts?
Fanatics has already bought that, too. They're paying for the funeral.
Of course. Fanatics buys everything.
Yeah, banners all over the place.
Yeah. Well, they haven't made them yet. They'll fade. Again, I will die at 85.
Look, if high school players get them, you should get it, too.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, I wish we had this in high school. I'm not one of these, the kids get better, like, that's cool. I get bitter about all that. We didn't have anything. The banner we ran through, the cheerleaders had to work on all week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you were hoping that it was really paper and it wasn't made out of a big bed sheet, because it'd be hard to break through that.
Yeah.
And like, the seniors already broke through it, so by the time you get to it, it's like already laying there.
Yeah, and when you're a defensive lineman, you're not near the front of the line, because you're going to get trampled. So I'm like, I'm Rosa Parks in it back there, and then,
You're not the fastest runner.
And then, of course, so they're all on the sidelines by the time I'm still about halfway midfield running. And there's just one. I got to figure out a way to take the VHS tapes, bring them in here somehow, get some audio off of it. Because, God, I wish I'd done it while she was live. But, hey, baby, doing commentary on my football games. No, she wasn't. My daddy was videoing, but you can hear her. She's like, there's Matthew.
Matthew stunt the gap, Matthew.
Boy, he hit him hard.
Oh, my God.
Who did? Matthew? No, that guy hit Matthew hard.
Oh, my God.
Look, it showed his butt crack.
Oh, you're supposed Lord. To have a gap, Matthew. Clear it so the backer can come through.
My daddy was saying, because we started with Dorman. That was our first game.
Oh, God damn.
And he's like, I was kind of scared to come to this game tonight, Matthew. I said, why, daddy? He said, look at them boys down there. Oh, we lost 55-0, my first game ever.
Oh, my God.
I was on the kickoff team.
Did you get flattened on the field?
I did. I was so oblivious.
Oh, no.
Just ran down the field, just like, yeah, I'm going to tackle this guy. And out of nowhere, this dude's like 6'6".
Oh, boy.
He was also, I was a freshman. Ninth grade. Ninth.
We went to Abbeville and got absolutely destroyed, so been there.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah, but you
at least
lose.
You were at home and
it's yours. It's hard to
no,
be a
No, it was at Dorman.
Oh, was it at Dorman? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Your cheerleaders went, yay.
So we drove like an hour and a half to get our asses whipped.
Our cheerleaders, like, you know, I should check in with some
up?
Of them and see, like, do they have PTSD when they see football?
Ready? Okay.
But I know. Like, God, they deserve some kind of purple heart for cheerleading.
They probably do have a purple heart from
here
all those
go,
bills over the years.
Here we go.
You got a purple heart from being obese?
Yeah.
Is that like, even possible?
It's like having a kid who's kind of dull, and you're like, let me see your report card. It's okay. D's are fine.
Do you know what else we have?
Said no parent ever.
Well,
before you get
better
to,
than an F page.
Before you get to the banner, you got to run through. We had a hill we went down, mm-hmm. and I swear to God, it was bottle rockets that they shot off beside it.
Ours was freaking like pavement down the hill. It wasn't like dirt. So if you fell down, not only were you going to get trampled, you're just going to skin your legs up real bad.
Oh, God.
It was like a parking lot, down this thing. And then it took like this real, like, obtuse dip, and then it went out on the field. So
ours was washed out.
Being a big dude, you want to get some momentum going, but too much, and then you got to arc it and go straight ahead. Oh, that was tough.
We hated the hill because we had to run them in practice all throughout the week because we had a big hill.
Did you ever do up-downs?
Oh, yeah.
God bless. Oh,
you're lucky if you play at Liberty now because you don't have to worry about that hill we had to run up.
Right.
That sucked.
We did a thing called the death run, which they probably now would call the unalive run.
It was funny, though, when somebody got knocked over the hill.
Was that
the play.
Run 100 yards, do 10 push-ups, run to the 10. Run to the 10, run to the 20, do all this back and forth, and then all the way back out again.
We had to do it in front of the crowd after a scrimmage where we got destroyed by Calhoun Falls.
Like as punishment?
Yeah.
God, were your parents not pissed? Were yours there?
They weren't. That was a coach trying to make a name for himself.
Your
aunt
was there, wasn't she?
Probably.
Yeah, that was your.
Maybe somewhere.
She's your guardian angel.
Like, coach, do we have to do this in front of people? Yeah.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
He didn't work out long term, so whatever.
Well, our one game that we did win, we showed our asses out. Like, it was at Eastside, so that was like our nemesis, and it was there.
But and you beat him in the food drive.
We showed out, and we had to, like, when we got back, we had to run. We didn't do up-downs, but we just had to do runs, like 40-yard sprints. Like, after winning the game, because he's like, you don't act like this, just winning by 2 points, you know?
I don't think you can do that stuff now, I don't know, because, they have rules. You can't even do two-a-days anymore, I don't think.
They don't let kids work before 14 anymore. What's happening?
They probably had to make the holes in the water pipe bigger, too, so more water could come out.
God. And you think there was, like, some kind of coach convention? If you don't have it in the budget to get Gatorade or even have a water source out there, here's a kit. It's got wood in there. It's got some nails. It's got a piece of hose pipe in there.
That's all it is.
And you just put your spigot on there, and it turns it into like a it could be used for livestock, in fact.
This
hell,
is coaching.
I run one of those now.
Definitely.
Coach Neal, do you have any more kits left?
Let's get a water break, and everybody's on the hole trying to find one first.
God. He may have been. He would probably say he's the guy who patented that. I came up with that.
Like, which coach really did it first?
Well, it's like,
I want to give you credit.
Who is the guy, the Florida Gators rehab guy? What's that guy's name?
The one that started Gatorade?
Exactly.
I couldn't tell you.
That's now a Coke property. Like, what'd that guy get? It's why it's called Gatorade. He worked for the Florida Gators. Made
oh,
this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
That's why they dump it on someone's head?
Could you imagine?
It started there. I'm just wondering.
It is kind of weird that it's kind of like, yeah, they're getting a promotion, but they're saying, this isn't good, and we're pouring it on this guy.
No. What if it was invented at South Carolina?
God, nobody would. Paige, you look thirsty. Are you thirsty? Here, have a Cockade.
Lovely.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, this guy has been exposed because he never swallows.
All right, let me get his number. That was awful.
That was awful.
I'm talking about learning the Heimlich. Just in case, you know, I'm sharp on my skills.
You learned it?
He learned it.
He learned it.
Do you remember they taught us here?
Yes.
They said we're going to bring somebody in to certify you if you want it, and we actually did.
It's a rhythm, isn't it? One, two.
Well, I was always scared of it because, you know, Gloria said it was always going to get you.
Yeah. You got to fish hook their lip.
Tonight. Oh, yeah. They got a defibrillator down there. We had to go to that training, too.
But I forgot how to use that.
Oh, yeah.
I have to watch YouTube, like, charge the paddles.
You have to say...
What?
I know you got to, like, rub them together and say queer, and then everybody moves.
No. Clear. Clear. Are we clear?
Wake up, Paige. Good Lord.
She agreed with you.
She's probably used to hearing that.
No, I didn't.
Is this... who's that with you?
Out the window, huh?
Okay, so back to the story.
Who doesn't swallow that's a man?
Well, it's a man. And a streamer pointed this out, that this guy actually doesn't swallow. Why would he even do that? That's so bizarre.
What Bill Murray. He doesn't swallow. He doesn't. Just when he sings. Do what you want to do. Are you singing or yelling at us, Bill?
Wow.
Did I pay a couple hundred bucks to get yelled at?
I learned a lot today.
They keep showing it on the news.
What a weekend it was. All right, so a streamer pointed out that Guy Fieri never actually swallows the food he is supposedly eating. Isn't that bizarre?
Well,
he looks like he swallowed a good bit. I mean. Little porker.
He isn't a small guy, but he's not morbidly obese.
Well, I got that market corner.
But they, like food critics, that's what they do. I mean, they won't eat like a full portion. But I think they actually swallow it, though.
Yeah, well.
But to his point, though, like...
Well, they should have to spit it out like the wine people.
Wine tasting, you don't.
Sifters.
I do. I have. I did. What a waste.
The winos. Do I have to spit the boons out? That's can I keep it?
Hey, man, hit this blunt. You can't inhale. All right, good. I've got to run for president one day. That's a good thing. I won't inhale.
There is this winery.
But I will go to the island.
When you're driving towards San Luis Obispo, where...
That's hard to say, ain't it?
No.
St. Louis Obispo.
I wrote a beautiful joint.
And so if I had a boyfriend that was, you know, in school 4 hours away from me, so... When I went there, if I went down with some friends, they would always stop, and I go, no, I can't go wine tasting because then I'll be drunk when I show up at his house.
Yeah.
And that's kind of rude.
Oh, he would love that.
Yeah, he would be like, hey, you saved me money.
Oh, no, she's drunk.
Like, I still have to buy you lobster tails.
Happy life. You're with me. But I go, well, you're not supposed to, like, just keep drinking glasses because then you get really, really... But they did.
That stuff will sneak up on you. I'm a fan of it.
Beans?
I'll drink some wine. Never by myself. Now, that is gay, I will say. I would call myself gay if I was drinking wine by myself. I would. It's for me to say. Yeah.
Have a problem if you, like, drink by yourself.
Like a bottle?
Like, at that point, you feel like you need it. It's not social.
Well... What same thing with people like, you know what, I worked hard today and I got a sweet tooth. I'm going to go eat a big piece of cake or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Why is the weird one? Because as a group of scientists come out and say, hey, a glass a day will make your heart healthier. And then 6 months later, a bunch of other scientists that are probably like from the beer industry are like, no, it's bad for you. It's too much sugar in it.
Right.
It's always,
like, it all depends.
It's like the 90s when pork was trying to do a resurgence. The other white meat.
Oh, boy.
Like, come on,
come
man.
Come on now.
Pork. All my pork's pink.
It's pink meat.
So this streamer who calls himself Dr. Spaghetti examined a bunch of guys' videos and figured out his little tricks.
Oh.
That guy puts some food in his mouth, chews it once or twice, and then the camera cuts away, so he probably gets rid of it. And
yeah. Maybe he purges from the other end. They think about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Shoot him! Shoot him!
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Is that local right there?
Well, I was in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Flagler County? I don't know where that's at.
It's the guy's motorcycle had stopped, and it was like running to a... It was just going like 5 miles an hour.
He tried to steal, and I think it ran out of gas.
Slow pursuit.
Plus, he was sporting one when he got in the car, and they put the seatbelt around it.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, you did. I'm surprised you missed it. Yeah. Surprised him poking the head.
I'm surprised.
Just right behind you.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Say the name of the city again. You said it right.
San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
I don't know any Obispos.
I don't either. Well, I know some
Are they Spanish?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is?
Yeah, San Luis Obispo.
And they do the wine.
Yeah. I mean, there's some wineries down there, but they would always...
They probably
like,
ran all the Mexicans out there, didn't they?
They were like...
Spaniards.
We'll kind of tailgate before we get there. We'll go wine tasting, and then by the time he's done with his basketball game, we'll be there.
Just be a man about it. I'm going wine drinking.
You know, they had an influx
wine
of...
Wine tasting. I'm going to a beer tasting tonight.
They had an influx of Chinese as well in California back in the day, but they didn't name anything after them. All the Spanish got the city names.
Well, that's true. I mean, they even built the railroad.
That was way before.
Saying this, saying
According
that.
According to Zulu. Yes.
When Spain came to California.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Why is it so hot out here, man? There's nothing to do.
San Francisco and then... San Luis Obispo.
Look, I've seen Joy Luck Club a few times.
That's a good movie, actually.
Yeah. That was...
San Luis Obispo.
Gold.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Hold on a minute. Everything you need.
This.
That was...
good.
And the railroad.
You just like... I thought you had one of those freaking Wendy Williams moments where you just kind of like... I was talking. You're like, because there was gold. And she didn't stop talking. And Fat Boy just went to break.
Because there's gold. There's gold in them hills.
Gold, so you're saying during the gold rush?
The gold rush and, you know, the...
What is happening to you?
Morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.